The House passes a Ukraine aid package. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Voting 368 to 57 to send another $40 billion, equally divided between military and humanitarian aid, to help Ukraine in the Russian invasion.
Talk is cheap. This victory for democracy is not. It has never been.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. The bill now heads to the Senate. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham offering legislation to designate Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. Telling Fox's The Story with Martha McCallum.
Here's what the ambassador to the Ukraine told the Republicans today at lunch. If you designated Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism, she believed the floodgates would open to other countries helping Ukraine more.
President Biden refusing to bear responsibility for staggering inflation numbers, telling a reporter Tuesday his policies have helped not hurt the economy, and again deflecting blame to Russia.
We saw in March that 60% of inflation that month was due to price increases at the pump for gasoline. Putin's war has raised food prices as well.
And the president said the global coronavirus pandemic threw supply chains out of whack. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says President Biden is unwell and unfit for office and should resign. Former President Trump's perfect string of endorsements in the primary season appears to have ended, with Jim Pillen winning the GOP nomination for governor in Nebraska, defeating Trump-backed businessman Charles Herbster. Two GOP congressional candidates endorsed by the former president have won their races in West Virginia. Choosing not to fight extradition, accused killer Casey White has arrived back at the jail in Lauderdale County, Alabama, from which he escaped 12 days ago with the help of a jailer. An autopsy has confirmed that Vicky White's death at the end of Monday's car chase in Indiana was suicide. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Facing the prospect of Roe versus Wade being overturned, several states are now taking steps to ensure the procedure remains legal.
New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul said the state is providing $35 million to support abortion providers. New York lawmakers are also considering a number of bills to safeguard abortion rights, among them legislation to protect women who come to New York from other states seeking an abortion. A proposed law would prevent law enforcement from cooperating with investigators from states where abortion is illegal. Governor Hochul says New York is the role model for the rest of the country. California is also bracing for an increase in out-of-state women seeking an abortion. Lawmakers there are considering a bill that would allow nurse practitioners without a physician overseeing the procedure to perform abortions. Voters later this year could be asked if abortion rights should be included in California's state constitution.
Fox's David Lee Miller. The White House again Tuesday encouraging peaceful protests at the homes of Supreme Court justices, despite a federal law that makes it illegal to try and influence the outcome of any federal court case. The administrator of the Transportation Security Administration says they have a plan for dealing with an expected resurgence in air travel this summer, taking steps to relocate some TSA agents to busier airports and quadrupling the number of screeners who can be called in when the lines get too long. In South Carolina, a case of what some are calling ultimate justice.
Authorities in South Carolina's Edgefield County say a 60-year-old man apparently suffered a heart attack after burying the body of his girlfriend, who he suspected of strangling inside the couple's house. A passerby called emergency medical crews after finding Joseph McKinnon's body in the backyard of their Trenton home. Sheriff's officials say it appears McKinnon buried 65-year-old Patricia Dent, then laid down his shovel and tried to walk away from the makeshift grave when he died of a heart attack. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.